Good afternoon. I'm Erin McRorty with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Opponents of a proposed City of Fairbanks anti-discrimination ordinance turned out for a city council meeting last night to push for amendment of the measure they contend would violate their Christian beliefs. The ordinance wasn't on the agenda, but dominated an hour-long public comment period. Testifier Mark Evans summarized his opposition to the ordinance and the LGBTQ community it would protect.
We hope that we can achieve salvation and eternal life. So this tends to hedge our opinion on this matter.
The proposed ordinance would add provisions to the city code prohibiting discrimination based on sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression. Speaker Mark Zweifel says the ordinance should not apply to everyone.
Robust religious exemption clauses must be included. To remove the religious exemption clause would trample on our Constitution.
Ordinance advocates like Hayden Neville counter that the law is only intended to protect LGBTQ community members from discrimination in the workplace, housing, and other public settings.
I don't need to remind you that we are already having LGBTQ folks in our community that are being discriminated against in housing and in employment and in things like getting their prescriptions.
Neville said he also supports language proposed in a recent work session that would protect religious rights.
I fully support the language that says nothing in this section shall abridge any state or federal constitutional protections for freedom of religion.
Christians around the state are being rallied to oppose the ordinance by an Anchorage-based conservative, Jim Minery. The president of the Alaska Family Action urged like-minded Fairbanksans and others to turn out for the meeting to speak out against the ordinance. The ordinance was introduced in December. The council has held several meetings to work on the measure. The council is scheduled to formally reconsider it at the February 25th meeting. A man has been charged in connection with mail theft in the Fairbanks area. Alaska State Troopers report that 41-year-old Troy Towse of Fairbanks was one of three men in a car pulled over by troopers off Chena Hot Springs Road before 4 a.m. Monday. Troopers say they followed the car after two men spotted running away from a row of mailboxes between Smallwood Trail and Jamal Drive got into a vehicle, which drove away up another side road. Troopers say mail belonging to Smallwood Trail and Funk Road addresses was found on and inside the car. The mail and vehicle were seized by troopers, but only Towse was charged and jailed. Anyone with information is asked to contact troopers. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McRorty.